Hello, loves. Welcome to the Live Your Freedom Now podcast. I'm Megan Colleen Johnson, and this podcast is dedicated to discussing dominant cultural narratives and beliefs, what I call dominant dogma, how this keeps you from thriving in life and business, and how to overcome that dogma by living your freedom now. While this path sounds clean and straightforward, the truth is, life and being human is messy. So around here, we value the both and. We'll hold space for where you're at and honor the freedom you'd like to see and feel within yourself. Hit subscribe to stay updated. And for more information about me, my work, and to download my free Claim Your Freedom Now journal guide and ecotherapy meditation, head to megscolleen.com. That's megscolleen.com. Hello, hello, free thinkers. Today I am writing to you from my living room. My pup is snuggled up next to me. I have a green tea sitting on the floor below me, and I'm wrapped in a cozy, fuzzy blanket. My little robot vacuum is humming its way around my home, and I hear the ongoing chatter of kids walking to school outside. I feel supported, held, and tired. My body has been slowly adjusting to my new routines here in California, but the massive change took its toll on my nervous system. And so I regulate, making space, cultivating security, and taking really good care. As I pause to notice my inner and outer worlds, I encourage you to do the same. Notice where you are, the textures around you, the colors, the sounds. Notice any emotions that are present in your system. In this practice, I encourage you not to judge or label any sensation or object as good or bad. Simply notice, witness, and allow all parts of yourself and your experience to the table. This is a practice of freedom that you can utilize at any time. As a reminder, with the introduction of new episode types this year, this second episode of each month will expand on the freedom of the other side of our monthly dominant dogma. I will do this in more of a personal way by sharing a story, a poem, or a reflection. With this in mind, today I am going to share more about the freedom on the other side of trauma by offering the symbol and the myth of the phoenix. To offer this myth, I will describe it as best I can using the support of an encyclopedia, a symbol dictionary, and my own encounter with the phoenix via imagination and reflection. Please note, I am not a poet by any means. This attempt at poetic expression is simply the best way I can share what I feel from the phoenix. As you listen to this description and my experience with the phoenix, I encourage you to notice what stands out to you. What does each aspect of the phoenix mean to you? What does hearing about her death and transformation feel like in your spirit? What additional symbols, situations, stories, or people come to mind for you? I encourage you to set aside time to journal through whatever comes up for you. Additionally, if it feels comfortable and safe, invite your unconscious on this journey and know that whatever you see in the phoenix is also found in you. The phoenix. How can I put her into words? Resilience, presence, depth. More visceral, more complex. Words could never define her, but I try. For by succumbing to her intensity, even if only in part, perhaps I too can be transformed. Her body, formed of an eagle, regal in presence, modest in stature, A robe of scarlet and gold conceals her vulnerability. Each turn of her head, each shift of her weight, laced with meaning. What is this she brings up in me? Pain, grief, longing? I cannot tell. Her pheasant-like tail feathers leave a cosmic trail in her wake. She is the only one of her kind, the only one to exist, at least until her rebirth. Her eyes, impossible to focus on, with colossal inner depths, I must turn away. Some say they burn red. Some say they pierce with blue. I cannot see them fully. Even my most grounded stance, all my inner forces rallied, useless in seconds. She sees far too much. Her wisdom extends for millennia, as does her pain. Her attention, severing my chest, parts bone from spirit. Her sacred, searing, ever-present spirit reaches deeper than I can bear. Pressure to my sternum is the only relief I can provide myself. Her presence makes me notice, forces me to look, drives me to question. Are these depths hers or mine? Am I seeing her soul or bearing witness to my own? She trusts the remedy of her being and wildly underestimates it. Her death. She is the medicine. Her greatest sacrifice is her own transformation. She puts herself forth as a mirror, preparing her nest of herbs. Her eyes water at the weight. My eyes drop again, unbearable, hand pressing into sternum. She lights herself on fire, returning to wholeness through the flames. I must leave. It's too much. And this is only her beginning. That is where I'm going to leave you today. Again, please notice what is present for you with this myth and journal through whatever comes up for you. This type of practice can feel elusive, intense, and confusing. So I encourage you to drink lots of water. Move your energy however you prefer to move. And feel free to email me with how this lands for you. My email is megan@megscolleen.com, and I would absolutely love to hear from you. All right, I will see you next week. Freedom is yours. Thank you for joining me for another Live Your Freedom Now podcast episode. If you enjoyed this episode, I'm always so grateful for a 5-star rating, and you can learn more about me, my work, and download my free Claim Your Freedom Now journal guide and ecotherapy meditation at megscolleen.com. That's megscolleen.com. I'll see you next time, and as always, freedom is yours.